I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1950. The minimum wage in the United States was raised to 75 cents an hour. This move nearly doubled the minimum wage from the previous 40 cents an hour. More than 22 million people were directly eligible for the wage increase. In his statement on the change, President Harry S. Truman declared, "It is a measure dictated by social justice. It adds to our economic strength. It is founded on the belief that full human dignity requires at least a minimum level of economic sufficiency and security." If the minimum wage had kept pace with inflation since 1950, it would now be over $10 an hour. The last time the federal government raised the minimum wage was 2009. It currently stands at a meager $7.25 an hour. Given the overwhelming Republican control of Congress and the enormous cash outlays by corporate lobbyist groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Restaurant Association, and others, it's doubtful that Congress will take up the question of raising the minimum wage anytime soon. Yet, next year, 21 states will raise their minimum wage. More than 3 million people will see a raise because of the state's measures. In four states, Alaska, Arkansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota, voters passed ballot measures to raise the minimum wage. In total, 29 states in the District of Columbia will have a higher minimum wage than the federal level. Washington State will have the highest state minimum wage at $9.47 per hour. Yet most states still lag well behind inflation. If the minimum wage is a measure dictated by social justice, where do we as a nation measure up? And what of Truman's call for human dignity? To date, only two presidents have failed to raise the minimum wage since its inception: Republican Ronald Reagan and Democrat Barack Obama. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.